Good afternoon, guys and ladies. We knew going into the game yesterday that it was going to be a 60-minute ball game, and it indeed turned out to be that. We knew the San Francisco 40, or excuse me, the Seattle Seahawks were a very good football team, and they showed a lot of resiliency. We were very fortunate to make the plays there at the end of the game and get the win. And with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Mike, with Colin Kaepernick, if Russell Wilson last week was for a target, who's Colin? How do you stop him?
Well, he's a much taller player than Russell. I think on the watch, when he runs, he's probably faster. And he had one heck of a ball game on Saturday night, running the football. Set an all-time record for quarterbacks. So it's going to be a big challenge. There are some similarities in terms of what they do offensively, but there are a lot of things that are a little bit different.
Is the key for DBs not to really turn their back to them? It seems that's been happening with me, but it seems to take off.
Well, you've got to have vision on defense, and you can't match up and play match coverages or man-to-man, because when he gets into the secondary, he's a guy that can go the distance. He outran a number of fast players in the ball game on Saturday night.
To remind you more of Cam Newton, Coach Nolan last week was talking about how, Wilson won't run over guys as much. Is this a guy who runs over defenders?
Well, he's he's physically different than Russell, and I think he's probably between Russell and Cam, probably closer to Cam in terms of his stature. And as I mentioned, he's, on the clock, he runs extremely fast.
Coach, could you talk about the run game yesterday and what made it so successful for you guys?
We were able to control the line of scrimmage for the most part, Darryl. I think we did a very good job in our preparation. We spoke to our team all week about having the ability to run the football. We haven't run it as efficiently as we would like through the most part of the season, and I thought they did a very nice job. We got off to a very good start with some explosive runs. It was the most explosive we've been all season long in terms of running the football. I thought we did a good job with the rotation, having different backs touch the football. I don't think that we'll be able to play looser. I think we've got to get back into our preparation mode. I know many people have talked about the outcome of that ball game and what does it mean to the Atlanta Falcons. It means that we get an opportunity to play again. And in the playoffs, you want to keep playing. And I think our guys understand the challenge this week is going to be big. This San Francisco team won a big ball game on Saturday night against a team that's got a Super Bowl trophy. Been very impressed with what they're capable of doing on both the offense and the defensive side.
Coach, can you comment on Jack Wiz? He was big on special teams and picking up some blitzes yesterday, and how big that'll be against San Francisco's defense?
Well, Jaquez had a very good game for us. His all-purpose yards have been very important for us all season long. He did a very good job in pass protection. As we said when we first drafted him, we thought he was going to be a change of pace back. We're seeing more and more that he can handle all the duties that you ask of a running back, and he did a nice job yesterday.
After the game, your guys were saying that in the break between their touchdown and the game ball and kickoff, people were going up and down the bench saying, we've been here before and we know what to do. Is there any real substitute for actually having been there before on that field, almost in that situation, and coming down the field and hitting the field all the way?
Well, I think there's no substitute to it. You can try to simulate it on the practice field on Fridays and Saturdays, and that's usually when we work on our end-of-game situations. It is something that we have experienced before. Matt's done an outstanding job. The offense has done an outstanding job. The one thing that was very evident on that sideline is that we were very confident that with 31 seconds and two timeouts, we could move the ball into field goal range. We've done it many times, not only this year, but in years past. We've just never had an opportunity to do it in the second season, and we've now checked that one off. Michael Crabtree is an outstanding wide receiver, and it looks to be over the last four or five games that he and Kaepernick are on the same page. They're making the throws that you have to make to be successful in terms of the back shoulder throws and the timing routes. They've done a very nice job.
Obviously, a big key containing Kaepernick is
You know, as I said yesterday, John retweaked his ankle there in the middle of the second quarter, and we anticipate John will be back out practicing with us before the end of the week.
Mike, a couple of quick things on the clock. When you guys called timeout with 13 seconds, was that to think about the possibility with no timeout still running another play?
The sequence there was that we had a timeout. The route that we ran, we didn't expect we were going to gain 19 yards. Tony did a great job on that route. We knew that we were going to be throwing the ball in the middle of the field. And then once we saw where the yardage was, we went ahead and made the decision that we were going to go ahead and line up and kick the field goal.
Was there a thought to run the clock down more?
With 13 seconds and you don't get out of bounds or the ball is sacked, you have no opportunity to run another play. It takes 16 seconds to run a play after you've been tackled. That's the norm in the league. So when you're under 16, and we saw what happened in the first half with regards to Seattle and not being able to run another play on a sack. So it was once we had the yardage, we felt comfortable with it, we were going to go ahead and kick it. If we weren't in range, in the range that we had, then we would have had to have worked the sidelines. And initially, we thought with the play that we had called that was probably going to be the case. Tony broke the tackle and got us inside the yard to make to kick the field goal.
Did you think about how strange it was the penalty down on the other end when they score their touchdown? They get 2 yards closer on half the distance, and all of a sudden now it sort of turns into a blessing for one-play touchdown with more time on the clock.
Yes, in fact, there were discussions strategically of different ways that we were going to possibly approach that play on the headsets, but we ended up having a 12 men on the field. It got the ball in closer. They did score. That was one of the things we didn't do well yesterday was in the second half, the two minute drive there at the end of the ball game.
If they hadn't scored a first down,
you've got to use your timeouts in that. There's a number of different scenarios that you would have to address if they hadn't scored.
Do you mean you were talking about letting them score?
Again, I'm not going to get into the strategies of the game. I think those are discussions that you have on the headsets all the time, and they don't just happen when it's down there with the ball inside the 5 yard line. You start to talk about those things when there's a minute and a half to go, knowing what the score of the game is. Those are all situations and contingencies that you have to talk about as a staff.
Mike, have you ever seen a better three catch sequence than Roddy Kaufman and Tony for all the years you've been in the league?
You're talking about Chase's.
Well, Roddy, then Chase, then Tony. Is that the best three sequence of catches you've ever seen?
They were really outstanding catches. Chase Kaufman is a guy that came onto our roster late in the process in the off season. He did a great job getting his feet down. Tony Gonzalez's and Matt's combination route there was unbelievable. Matt threw the ball away from the leverage, and Tony was able to get his feet in bound. We had that almost exact same thing happen in practice. It was very reminiscent of a play that we had in practice. And then, of course, Roddy's touchdown, that was a great, a long ball by Matt. And we've been saying since the season started that Matt, we felt like, is stronger. I thought that was one of his best long balls that he's thrown all season long.
It's been a while since that was done, since you brought Chase on the roster. But do you remember anything specific about what your personnel folks said, okay, this is why we might want to sign this guy, this is he was available, obviously, for reasons, but what are the reasons that you all felt, hey, well, let's try this guy?
Well, he catches the ball extremely well. Coming out, we did a lot of work on Chase. We actually went to Missouri and had worked him out. The scouting staff had spent a lot of time on him. He was a guy that in their system stood up a lot in two-point stances. There weren't a whole lot of snaps in their offense where he was in a three-point stance. He's a very good, what we call an F tight end that catches the ball extremely well. We're very fortunate. We feel very fortunate to have been able to add a guy like that onto our roster. And I think Thomas and his staff have done a great job in identifying guys that can help us.
Back to the running game, there's been a lot of teams that tried to run on Seattle this year but couldn't. Do you think maybe there's some teams, maybe not disrespect your running game, but because there's so much attention to your passing attack that they maybe take it for granted a bit and that perhaps help you this year?
Well, when we have the type of offensive roster that we have, we feel like that we have the ability to throw the football and run it, and it's going to really be based on how people try to defend us. We've said all along that we hadn't run the ball as efficiently as we'd like to during the regular season, but there was going to come a time when you're going to have to be able to run the ball, and there's been times in games that we've done it very well. And this is the time of the season, too. There's going to be situations in the ball games that you're going to have to be able to run the football. I think it's evident over the last two weekends.
I think that was part of why Matt had such a good game. Kind of, you weren't focused so much on the passing, and how do you feel that game will do for him going forward?
I think when you have when you are able to balance your attack, and sometimes it's based, again, on how people try to defend you, it is very beneficial. When people are trying to defend the pass and they give you an opportunity to run it, and then you run it successfully, and we're able to run it right off the bat with some success, had a couple of explosive runs with both Michael and Jacquez carrying the ball. Both of them had explosive runs on that first drive. It kind of sets the tempo and sets the mood for what we're trying to get accomplished on the offensive side.
Jacquez's run was kind of a tone setter, but the block on Tony's catch might have actually been a bigger, more important play. If you could actually word it that way, when you picked up on that play, actually lets that play happen.
No doubt about it. They were pressuring us on that last play, the throw to Tony. Jacquez was in the protection, and he did a nice job knocking off the rusher that they were adding in, which gave Matt an opportunity to step up and make that throw on the on the inside route where we were going to have to use the timeout.
You talk about San Francisco special teams. They got Yen and James as returners, AJ and Lee as their punter. How they perform this year?
Ted Ginn has been a great returner throughout his entire time in the NFL. James is a young player that is a force to be reckoned with in terms of his ability. He's not real big, but he runs extremely well. David Akers has been a Pro Bowl kicker. I know that they've had some guys in this past week, but their special teams is something that they do very well. Their special teams coach, I believe, is one of the best in the business.
Mike, can you talk about Mike Nolan's familiarity with San Francisco and how that becomes key in helping you guys prepare this week?
Yeah. Well, Mike Nolan has been an integral part of the building of that San Francisco team. If you look at the guys that are playing well for him, Mike was the head coach and acting as a general manager as well when those guys were drafted. So Mike's very familiar with them, and I think that will give us some more insight in terms of what these guys are all about. When you watch them on tape, defensively, their numbers are just off the charts and what they're capable of doing. And watching them, what they did offensively in the game on Saturday night, they'll get your attention real quick.
Well, Jack Miller obviously had a really big day, and I know that had to be frustrating to see him as wide open as he was at times. Not that I expected to say what would be different on Sunday, but I mean that was problematic, and I'm assuming with their tight end, even though Vernon Davis's numbers are down with Kaepernick, that's something that has to be shored up, I'm assuming, very quickly.
There are a lot of things that have to be shored up. We started that game on both sides of the ball playing, I thought, as good as we've played all season. We scored five of the six times that we had the football on offense. Then we went through a dry spell with an interception and two punts, and then we're able to come back on the last drive of the ball game, of course, and kick the field goal. Defensively, we did not cover the tight end very well. He was targeted nine times. He had eight catches in the ball game. The guy we're getting ready to play, Vernon Davis, is probably one of the most athletic tight ends in all of football. I can remember sitting in Indianapolis watching this guy run a sub 4.5 there at the combine. So he's a very athletic guy, and there's a lot of things that we're going to have to address this week as a coaching staff here over the next 48 hours, and then with our team when they come back to work on Wednesday.
Are you concerned about Bosher? That was probably his worst game in a while.
Yeah, we did not punt the ball as well as we'd like to in terms of what we're asking our guys to do. And, you know, the last kick was not executed the way it was supposed to be executed. It was not the type of play that we needed to have at that point in time.
Did you sleep any better being 1-3 in the postseason? Or did you sleep at all?
I didn't sleep much last night, Mark. And,
celebrating?
No, not celebrating. Hard done. That was for everybody involved. That was a fun football game, and it's hard to unwind from fun football games. I think for everybody, at least here in Atlanta, it most certainly was. And then I got going this morning on San Francisco. In fact, so much that I talked about them before. Thought we played them yesterday. So.
A little,
Well, again, guys, to Mark's question about did you sleep any better, you know, being 1-3. Listen, our goals and our expectations are a lot higher than just winning one playoff game. As a team and as an organization, we have got to start the sequencing of playing against the San Francisco 49ers, who, just like us, played well enough to earn a bye and play at home in the second round of the playoffs. So they're going to be similarly as healthy as we are. So it ought to be a fun football game, and our focus has to go to the 49ers.
Mike, as a defensive guy, William Moore in a 4th-and-1, a lot of times defenses sit back so they don't jump, thinking maybe they're not even going to snap it. They're just looking for a penalty there. The fact that he was on his toes and came up and made that play is really good football IQ, is it not?
Very good. Those two red zone stops, even though we later in the game we gave up three scores on red zone plays, those two red zone stops in the first half, Williams' stop on 4th-and-1 was an outstanding play individually, did a great job in timing the snap, and you're right. You may have thought they were going to try and draw you off sides. They didn't. William made a play penetrating into the backfield. And then Jonathan Babineau's sack right before the halftime where they couldn't run another play was a big-time play, keeping them out both times from scoring points.
Are you able to confirm that Mike Nolan has removed his name from his aggression with
No, I'm not aware of that. And again, I wouldn't comment about any other organization or team's coaching search.
The only kicker in the league, Adam Vinatieri, and rightfully so, is probably the only guy that's talked about when good stuff happens. Kickers are only usually talked about when something bad happens. Matt Bryan's probably been underrated. And isn't this maybe one of those weeks where people start to look at his entire career and say the pickup of Matt Bryan here was really about as good a pickup as you could make without a lot of quote-unquote financial investment?
Well, Matt Bryant has got ice water running through his veins. He's been a guy that's won a lot of football games for us. Our offense has been able to move the ball in those fourth quarter comebacks, move the ball down, get it into field goal range, and he's had so many game-winning kicks for us. He can't ice them, whether he kicks it good, kicks it bad. When it's time to do it for real, he puts it through the pipes, and he's been a big addition to our, you know, to our football team over the last 3 years.
Coach, do you get a sense of
what do you think about your offensive line going up against their defensive end? They get a lot of pressure on quarterbacks and have two guys that have pretty high motors.
Yeah, they got Smith and Smith, and they're both pretty good rushers. Alden Smith, I believe, in the first 2 years has got more sacks than anybody in the history of the NFL. He's a guy that they move around, so he's going to get an opportunity to rush against all five of our linemen. Justin Smith does a lot of the dirty work, so to speak, but he is a guy that when he's in there, they play a lot more efficiently than when he's not, and I think that was very very apparent when he left the game when he was injured. And you know how tough he is to be playing right now, playing defensive line with a partially torn tricep says a lot.
Great, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks. Thank you.